Hey, good morning, sleepyhead. Rest well? Good. Glad you could rest. Yes, I'll let you sleep in today. I know you've been a bit stressed lately, so I put a little itinerary together for the weekend. I have some great stuff planned. But before we do anything, every day needs a good breakfast here. Bacon and eggs, of course. It's a classic American breakfast after all. I have a pot on as well. Do you want coffee or tea? Of course, anything for you, handsome. Well, what did you expect when you date a sap like me? No, I think I'll have to keep calling you handsome, and you'll have to just get used to it, handsome. Here you go. And here's an English muffin as well, buttered to perfection. So, while you're eating, here's what I have planned. After you eat, I'm going to take you shopping. That new mall just opened up. You know, the one. The mall that had some kids start a fire in the bathroom on opening day. Yeah, well, I figured we'd go there, buy some clothes to really show everyone how good we look. And then start a fire in the bathroom to really show them what sort of town they set up in. Sound good? Great. After that, I have a reservation for dinner at a, well, that's a surprise. But let's just say there's a reason we need to buy you a new suit. I'm not saying anything about your current wardrobe. All I'm saying is that tonight is going to be a holiday to remember. Why? Hey, I said it's a surprise. Now eat your breakfast and listen. Okay, after that little surprise, I know that at Mid Farm Park, they have the whole park lit up like a Christmas tree, as well as the surrounding neighborhood. So what say you to walking in the snow looking at all the lights? Good? Okay. Finally, we come here and open our presents together. I know it's not Christmas yet, but I went ahead and bought you a bunch of presents that I need you to open tonight, okay? Why? It's a surprise, that's why. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Good. Okay, finish your breakfast and I'll go get ready. Wow, this place is huge. Guess they're really making a push to turn our sweet, innocent town into a true commercialized capitalist dream. Well, no use fighting it then. Let's go spend all our money. Come on, I've got a place in mind. Hello. Yes, we need to buy a brand new suit for this striking man here. Oh, hush, this place is not too expensive. You're going to look fine as hell and you're going to like it. What do you think? I didn't ask if you thought it was expensive. I asked if you liked it. Honey, it's a yes or no question. Excellent. We'll take it. And let's grab that tie to match, okay? Okay, good. Sweetheart, try them on and tell me what you think. Yes, awesome. And we'll take those too. Yes, I guess I'll take a receipt. I'm not going to tell you. No, you can't look at the receipt. If I wouldn't tell you how much everything costs, why would I let you look at the receipt? Oh my God, stop debating me on this. It's Christmas. It's practically tradition to overspend. We can go, but I need to pick something up. Don't worry, what? It's nothing big. It's just a small errand. I'm not acting suspicious. You're acting suspicious. Okay, wait here. I'll be back in a bit. Okay, I'm back. Well, I'm not holding it because it's in my pocket. No, I'm not going to show you. That's right. Tonight, it's going to be full of surprises. Okay, let's go. We need to swing by the house to change. Then we can go on to the next event of the night. We have a dinner reservation. Hi, we have a reservation for two. Yes, I know this place is nice. Just wait till you see our table. Ta-da! Overlooking the patio next to the band, and what's this? Why, is this a 2009 Sequoia Grand Cambium from Napa Valley? Why, I think it is. What? I know my wine. Now, love, drink up. It's cold out, so we must warm ourselves with pretentious wine. Thank you for doing this, letting me spoil you. Thank you for letting me drag you all over town and do all this. These last few months have been hard. Some people unwind by staying in bed or de-stress by going on vacation somewhere. But for me, when I'm around you, I'm the happiest woman in the world. When you smile or when you get that look in your eye, when you see me or when I surprise you, my whole day, my whole week turns around. You mean so much to me. I don't think I tell you that enough. I am not a woman of many words, but when I need to say something important, my words escape me. Only around you, though, strangely enough. Look at me ramble. Our food's here and I'm yapping away. Let's dig in. How was your plate? I should get that next time. Oh, my salmon was good. Don't get me wrong, mine is better, but they tried. Before we go, let's do a toast. We still have some wine left. A toast to us, to being the people we are instead of someone we wish we were, and to a new year full of memories and new experiences together. Yeah, that was cheesy, but hey, it's the holidays. If now's not the time to be comedically present, pretentious, when is? Okay, grab your coat, honey. It's getting dark and the lights are turning on. Whew, it's getting chilly. Is that coat keeping you warm? Well, come here then. I'll warm you up. Isn't this beautiful? The lights, the snow, even the people walking around in high spirits. It's just so picture perfect. You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember the night we met in college? It was this time of year, and I was stuck in the nurse's office, as were you. You'd sprained your ankle ice skating, and of course, my whole night was a wreck. And what? You're kidding me. How have I never told you the story of how I got there? Well, I mean, yeah, I got a bloody nose, but sweetheart, that is just the tip of the iceberg. I've never really told you the story. We've been together for years. Have I not told you the story? Wow. Okay, you're in for a treat. Okay, check it out. You remember that guy I really liked? Yeah, Brock. Anyway. Okay, stop laughing. I now know he definitely wasn't my type, but back then all I saw was blonde hair and blue eyes. Anyway, I was walking through the mall with Brock, and he was telling me about how his girlfriend had looked at the Snapchat he sent her, and he didn't respond. So he was going to accuse her of cheating because either he was right and he gets to have the honor of being right, or he was wrong and he could guilt trip her into buying him that nice shirt he wanted. And Jesus, the more I tell the story, the more I see how right you are. Okay, look, I know I dodged a bullet, but making him pass out led me to meeting you, so it's not all bad. All right, that's coming. So, I'm looking at him while walking forward, you know, as you do, and I'm not looking forward. We're walking towards a set of double doors. And you know how when they're open, there's that metal support pole in the middle? Yeah, you get where this is going. So I walk full force into that, and my nose starts bleeding. Not just bleeding, gushing blood. I'm sure you remember how sensitive my nose was back then. If it was too cold or hot, I would get a nosebleed. Hell, I'd even get them in the middle of the night. Although, that only seemed to happen when I was dreaming of you. Okay, sorry. Anyway, where was I? So, my nose looked like someone crashed a truck of red food dye into Niagara Falls, and Brock's like, "Oh my God, are you okay? Your nose is bleeding, dude." And he gets closer to try and put pressure on my nose with tissues he kept in his backpack. But see, the problem was Brock used a shampoo that had a distinct smell. It always made my nose twitch for whatever reason. Combine that with the blood pouring out, and I could feel a sneeze coming on. I tried to hold it back because I had never been this close to him, but I couldn't warn him a sneeze was coming because if I opened my mouth, I would definitely sneeze 100%. So I tried my hardest not to sneeze. But then, like Mount St. Helens eruption of 1980, my sneeze came forth with the power of Zeus. And my bloody nose, you ask? Well, it exploded all over him. Face, hair, clothes, everything. If you're having trouble picturing it, imagine the scene from The Shining, the one with the blood in the hallway. Or, ooh, no, the scene from Carrie, you know the one, yeah, it was like that. God, Stephen King really does have a thing for blood, doesn't he? I think he might have a fetish, honestly. Anyway, Brock looked like Carrie from, well, Carrie, and after letting loose a blood-curdling scream, passed out cold on the floor next to me. Turns out he's a huge hemophobic. No, not homophobic, sweetie. Hemophobic. It means someone who has a fear of blood. Of course. How someone who has a concussion playing football once a week is a hemophobic is beyond me, but, well, I mean, I guess if someone was to develop a fear of blood, that'd do it. Anyway, I'm bleeding like a war vet. Brock's out cold, enough blood on him to make it look like I tried to beat him unconscious with my nose. So I, of course, bolt for the exit. But luckily, someone with sense managed to grab me and take me to the nurse's office. They had me stay there for a while. You were there, too. We had met before. A couple classes, a handful of greetings in the hallway, but that's about it. The nurse left after a bit, so it was just you and I. We eventually got to talking. We spent the whole afternoon there. I don't think I told you this, but I could have left any time. I wasn't like you, bedridden with a busted ankle. They said I was free to go hours ago, but when I saw you, I don't know. I couldn't think of anywhere else to be. Of course, you remember the rest. Your friends weren't answering your calls and texts. You couldn't reach your parents, so I offered you a ride. We didn't really know each other too well at that point, but you accepted for whatever reason. I remember that night, sitting outside my car where you lived, making small talk before you left. I wasn't the bold type. Not then. You remember that, I'm sure. But I needed to get your number. I remember how I asked too, like a burst of words. I didn't just casually ask for it. I blurted out a string of nonsensical mess that would stump the most skilled linguist, but somehow you understood what I was saying. You always were the best at understanding what I'm trying to say. I remember driving home, your number in hand, whooping and hollering like I just won the lottery. Because let's be honest, I did. Then, when I asked you for a date to the pier, I had expected it to be awkward, for me to stumble over my words like a girl was learning to speak for the first time. But it wasn't. It was picture perfect. Because in that moment, I wasn't a woman learning how to speak for the first time. I was me. Learning to live for the first time. And it was you. It was all you. You were the one who breathed life into me and showed me kindness, something I would not allow even for myself. You were the one who brought color into my life, the one who, when I was around, seemed to put my anxieties and nervousness aside and helped me be the person I never thought I could be. Do you recognize where we are? It's that same place, on that same night. Here. I must confess something to you. I lied to you. To your face. We aren't opening presents tonight. I don't have a bunch of boxes with gifts inside. I only have one small black box. When I met you that night, I almost met myself for the first time. And I like her. I like who I was when I was around you. I like who you helped me to be. I don't want that to end. Not ever. I don't want to wait to question if this is right, because I knew from that moment I looked at you and you were the one I wanted to be with, the one I wanted to wake up in the morning and see, the one I wanted to come home to after a hard day, the one I wanted to be the father of my children. I want you to be by my side until the earth fades into nothingness, the one I want to marry. When I walked you out of the nurse's office, I was holding your hand to help support your weight off your ankle, and of course, but I remember that me holding you, I remember not wanting to let go. Would you do me the honor of letting me hold you for the rest of my life? Will you marry me?